Early evening yesterday, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood had a press conference, and I wanted to enumerate some of the key points and why I believe this is an effort by both her and Lynn Wood to basically enrich their bank accounts, folks. And the first thing is, the day after appearing on Lou Dobbs, which was November 10th, the day after that, she set up a 501c4 nonprofit organization, which is normally reserved for things like community groups and homeowners associations. So I'm a little dubious as to what she's doing with that. That doesn't sound very kosher. But I didn't realize that Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell actually had their hands out. And in one case, Lynn had a Bible in his hand in one hand, and then she's talking about the defense fund that they're trying to set up in the other. I mean, it doesn't smell right, folks. And the website for Sidney's defense fund states that millions of dollars must be raised to defend the Republic. And that's the name of her defense fund, Defend the Republic. And I didn't realize that she actually had her hand out until I heard her say this yesterday at the press conference. And the video on this is a little choppy because that's the way it was streamed and that's the way I got it. But have a listen.
Our significant team who have been working day and night since the election, none of whom have been paid a dime yet, although people have been contributing generously to defendingtherepublic.org, but we haven't even had time to get the stuff set up to write a check to pay anybody with yet. We're too busy fighting the fight, but...
Oh, haven't had time to write the check yet, but I'm sure you will at some point there, Sydney. I'm sure you'll have plenty of time to cash in the fund, so they say. So to me, folks, she's needs millions of dollars to fight, and 2 weeks later, well, we're just going to have to take all this information that they're collecting, all of this stuff that they needed, the millions of dollars to fight all of these lawsuits. She's now rolling over and she's just going to hand it to the Department of Justice, who, by the way, has already said yesterday that they see no evidence of election fraud. So what's going to happen with all this money, Sidney? What are you going to do with the Defend the Republic money? Are you going to give this all back? Have a listen to what she said.
We will give all our evidence to the Department of Justice as soon as we get it pulled together. I know. I wish I could say I didn't have concerns about how that would be handled, but unfortunately I still do. It's going to take a lot of indictments and fast to show us that they really mean business, because there has been flagrant election fraud.
Yeah, you're going to have to show me, Sidney Powell, that you mean business. If you're handing all this over to the Department of Justice, I'm kind of curious. Are you going to refund people their money? Talk about meaning business. So, folks, I don't know. It just doesn't smell right to me. You had Lynn Wood, who opened this whole press conference with prayer, and then he challenged Governor Brian Kemp to put his hand on the Bible and tell the people of Georgia that they didn't take money from China. So have a listen to this.
I challenged Governor Kemp to step up in front of the people, put his hand on this Bible, and tell us that he did not take money from China. He did. So did Brian Raffensperger. They won't put their hand on this Bible and swear to the other contrary, because if they do, they will commit perjury, and there's another reason to lock them up.
Yeah, talk about locking people up, Lynn Wood. I'll tell you what. What's China got to do with this anyway, folks? What has China got to do with this, for God's sakes? And, you know, also, Lynn Wood, walking around with a Bible in your hand, what's God have to do with your little fundraiser too, by the way? Tell me that. I don't believe it's right here, folks, to monetize these fables, this fiction. I don't think it's right to monetize this and then bring God into it to make it look righteous. I'm totally against that. If that's not enough, Lynn Wood suggested that Sidney Powell and Mike Flynn run for office in 2024. What a joke this is. What a joke. Have a listen to this.
How about Sidney Powell and Mike Flynn in 2024?
No, I've got a better idea here, Linwood. How about you lock them all up? How about you too? Lock them all up. That's what I think you ought to do with them. Sidney Powell and Mike Flynn? You got to be kidding me. What a joke. No wonder they're all laughing. But, folks, the worst part of this press conference to me was this outright lie when they took questions from the audience. And a man asked this question, and this is something that I've been talking about in a previous podcast. And this man hit it right on the dot here. It's a little bit long, but have a listen to this.
But when they did the hand recount in Georgia, why didn't we then see massive discrepancies between what the computer totals were and what the paper ballot recounts were? If they 1,000 from Biden to Trump, wouldn't we see 50,000 less Biden votes in the recount?
I ran them back through the computer.
But then the paper ballots would have to match exactly.
If you get a hand count of the paper ballots
and envelopes
on the absentees, Donald Trump won Georgia by a landslide.
Georgia did not do a full hand recount of the ballots. In the one county where they did do the hand recount, we found exactly what you're talking about. It was a small precinct. I don't remember the total number of votes, but they flipped 37 from Trump to Biden in this very small precinct. It was 0.52 or 52%, I think, of the votes there. So they weighted Biden votes at 1.52 and they weighted Trump votes at 0.48 when the votes went into the machine to change them. People have been destroying ballots right and left. We have shredded ballots that we found. It wouldn't even be possible now in Georgia to accurately count the actual ballots. Yeah, they have been destroying evidence. There was a fake a software update in Fulton County. They took the server, they changed the server. They've been destroying evidence right and left. They know they're caught.
Yeah, did you hear Lynn Wood there? They ran them back through the computer. They ran them back through. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. What a good question that man raised. Exactly. That's my point here, folks. You have a paper ballot for every electronic vote in the system. That's where the whole thing crumbles for Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, folks. That's where it crumbles. And if you listen, they said that if you count every ballot, you'd have an accurate count. If you count every ballot, you'd have an accurate count. Well, she said also you have to count the envelopes for the absentee ballots, which is insane. No, you don't. Like I said before, they already check the absentee ballot signatures twice, once when they request it and once when they send it back in. She's just trying to make this thing absolutely so convoluted that there's no other way that you have out of it other than to give her money to fight this whole thing. But by the way, Sidney Powell says as if she might be proven wrong, they've torn up a lot of the ballots. So you can't even do a hand recount. You can't even do a hand recount right now, folks. There's no other way around this but to let me fight for you and send in your money, by the way, to let me fight for you. And the one thing that I really take issue with that she said, and it's an outright lie, is that she said the hand recount in Georgia. Did you hear her say that? The hand recount in Georgia was not a full recount. Absolutely, totally wrong. Have a listen to this.
Georgia did not do a full hand recount of the ballots. In the one county where they did do the hand recount, we found exactly what you're talking about.
Folks, that's absolutely not true. The hand recounts in Georgia counted over 5 million votes. It was a full hand recount. And I'm going to show you this article from the New York Times. And here it is. This came out on November 19th, and it says, where Georgia's hand recount differed from initial tally by county. But read this. It says, on Thursday, Georgia's 159 counties finalized a hand recount, technically an audit of the 5 million ballots cast in the election, reaffirming Biden's victory but reducing his lead by more than 1,200 votes. 5 million ballots? were counted. It is not a one-county recount. So they've already done this. They've already done this, folks. So ask yourself this. Why would Sidney say that there wasn't a full recount here? The biggest clue, folks, is that legal defense fund. I think she wants to keep that money flowing into that legal fund. Just keep the money flowing to Sidney Powell in that legal fund. It's always about the money, folks. It's always about the money. Thanks for listening to the Rusted Culture Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and Pandora, too.